Yep. Anything unprofessional is inappropriate for work email.
Yes. Yeah, I think so. What if you're getting it from the top down? Because I
XOs,
do
those, that kind of stuff.
Well, yeah. Thing.
They just never, I don't know. They need to seek higher education. I mean, that's not a, you don't do that. It's just inappropriate. People can read it wrong. They take it and twist it around in their mind. You just leave it professional. You don't leave anything out there on the table for anybody to take inappropriately. If you answer short, you answer short. And, you know, they can take it how they want it at that point. But put smiley faces and XOs and those kind of things, that's inappropriate.
Yeah, and it can be taken in today's world of, you know, sexual harassment suits. I mean, something could be really, really taken out of context. You wind up in big trouble.
Exactly. You send six or eight emails and somebody is already looking at you for that, or somebody you work with is jealous of you, and you send, you know, you have several emails and they keep a record of that. There you go. You know, now they've got something built up saying, look.
Yeah, and then you're out, and you could wind up out of a job just because you put a smiley face in an email. All right.
Hi, I received an email yesterday from a government agency. A gentleman asked me to help him out. He sent me back an email after I helped him, and it was thanks a lot with a smiley face underneath it. So I thought it was very, very nice because it wasn't just a thanks. It was, he thought I helped him out a lot. Never met the guy, don't know who he is, anything about him, just a, but he was from a government agency, has a degree.